The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hi, Jake Walker here on the radio. You didn't expect to hear me, did you? I missed you, Pensacola. How is it going this morning? My name is Jake Walker. I'm here with the beautiful Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Look up, what is it, best?
Just Google Christina Leavenworth.
Yeah, Google best realtor.
Best realtor, Christina Leavenworth, and hopefully yes. I pop up right there.
Yeah, exactly. So what's been going on? It's been such a long time since I've seen you. What's going on in the real estate world?
So much, but we'll talk about what's happening this week. So interest rates, you know, have been sitting in the sevens for so long. We finally got a significant dip. So right now, government loans, so that's VA, so that's like, you know, Veterans Affairs, FHA, typically more of like a first-time home product, people think of it as, anything that is involved with the government in the fives, so like 5.9%. And that's significant from being at 7%,
right?
For sure. And then even like conventional loans at 6.3%. When you're looking at maybe a $500,000 loan and you're a whole point difference, that's a couple hundred bucks. That's right. And that's significant on your payment. So seeing this downward track looks really great. So we're excited about that. We have, you know, people kind of got used to the sevens. So they were kind of okay with it. And then now it's like, oh my goodness, they dropped. Maybe this is time to make a move. But what I'm really encouraging buyers out there to do, this is typically a slower season as you're getting into fall and getting to, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then things pick up again come February. So if you're thinking about buying and you don't want to be pressured, you don't want to deal with multiple offers, you don't want any of that, now's the time to buy. And sellers are a lot more, you know, motivated. They're motivated. They can help you buy down that interest rate. They can help you with closing costs. We get people in homes for $0 all the time.
Wow.
That being said, you know, you have to have good credit and all that. But that's why we just recommend if owning a home is ever a goal of yours, just to give us a shout. And our number is 850-378-1260. And as always, when we do this show, I love questions. That's my favorite thing, especially when I don't know the answers, because then I have to go figure it out and I learn something new.
Right. Yeah, go ahead and text us 850-437-1620 is that number. You're listening to Pensacola's expert panel. We got Christina Leavenworth here. You know, home ownership, I remember, man, you were talking about rates. I remember, I think when I had my home, this was back in the, in like the glory days, I think it was in the threes, like low threes.
Yeah.
And oh man, just, do you think we'll ever get back down to those days?
I personally don't. I think it's kind of like how, when we saw the snow on Pensacola Beach, I was telling my daughter, this is probably the only time in your lifetime this is going to happen.
Right.
And if it got down to the two or threes, that's usually a crisis mode. Mm. So we don't really want that. But being in like even the fours and fives, that is a good place to be. Mm. So I'm stoked if we get even to the fours. I think if we get into the fives, if everyone's sitting at like 5.5%, it'll be the Wild West. I think everyone's going to be coming out of the woodworks to sell because so many people are sitting on low interest rates. They call it the golden handcuffs, where you're like, but I'm on this. We have this low interest rate. But I know tons of people still choosing to move because guess what? They're pregnant and they need a bigger house.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? I'm driving too far for my job and life is short. And it's all about the payment. And that's what we look at, the payment.
Yeah.
Don't get so attached to that interest rate. And we still have lenders that will refinance you. So if you got it at 5.9, but you're like, oh, well, what if it goes to the threes?
Mm.
These lenders will refinance for free. If it drops, I think it has to drop at least a point. I think that's their rule, like at least a point, because it's not really worth it if it's less than that. So,
So is the lender motivated to drop your rate and help you out in, so you don't go to another lender and just drop them altogether?
It is to get the business now.
Okay.
The business now. They said, okay, let's get it on the front end. We'll let you refinance for free and not get pretty much a commission on it.
Right.
And just keep your business.
Mm.
Oh, that's how they look at it.
How's the inventory around this area?
So inventory's high. It is. Yeah. It is high. I mean, compared to COVID, I mean, we're double what we had at COVID.
Really?
Wow. However, the homes that are in a good location and they're in a good condition and they're priced right, they're still moving all day, every day. There are some where we go, okay, like what's going on here? And average days on market is 85 days right now. So it's 85 days. That being said, I had multiple offers and had something go under contract within a couple days. One of our bosses at the brokerage, he's like, hey, Christina, look at your numbers. Like, your homes on average are going under contract at 35 to 40 days. And I didn't notice that. I was like, oh, dang, that's good. Because we have the ones that are at one day and then the ones that are a little longer. But we prepare people for that, saying, hey, this is what we're looking at. This is days on market due to inventory. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason on why one moves and one doesn't. It could be that specific buyer was waiting for something like this to hit the market, and it hit. And I was trying to figure out how to, like, explain it to people almost. Like, if you're going to the car lot and there's, you know, 10 gray Honda Civics, they're all nice. They're all around the same mileage. You really don't know why they choose one versus the other. Maybe it had a smell. Maybe it just felt a little bit more cozy. And for our homes, we try to give them all those things so it does all that. So it's like, so we're giving that home every advantage we can to try to make it so they go pick me. And then sometimes the bright pink car comes on and you go, no one's going to buy that.
Right.
And it sells right away because it was so specific and unique.
If you have any questions this morning, please do not hesitate to ask. Here is your chance. We've got the expert on the radio, Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Give her a call today, 850-378-1260.
Yeah, right? You got it.
Look All right. You. And just Google best realtor ever, and you should see her picture pop right up. Go ahead and send your questions on in today to the station. Our text line is 850-437-1620. Tiny homes. That's what I'm interested in because I've been addicted. Like, I'll go through phases where I'll watch like Chopped for like 6 months, and then I'll watch like Lottery Dream Home for 6 months, David. And then, but here lately it's this tiny home thing, right? So what me and my wife are thinking about is trying to find a little plot of land and maybe building a tiny home, but people are building these really cool, not so much like a tiny home on wheels, but just smaller homes.
Yeah.
So do you see any of those popping up where they're kind of making like a 800 to 1,000 square foot?
The thing that's difficult is your cost to build is still going to be high because you're getting these contractors out. So they have to pour the slab. Mm. They have to do the electrical. So doing small electrical versus doing a little bit more, they still have to get all their crews out, file the permits. So tiny homes are not as cheap as people think.
Ah.
You still need a roof. You still need a kitchen. You still need those components. So yeah, maybe you're not buying as many cabinets or as much that, but they still have those four walls and you're building a home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want the pretty much mobile home, like tiny home on wheels.
Right.
A lot of the zoning doesn't allow that.
Yeah,
because they don't allow mobile homes and whatnot in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to figure that out with the county. And also some of them have a minimum size that has to be built. So you have to work with all that. They're not as easy as people think.
Okay.
If you're in Alabama, that's the Wild West. You kind of do whatever you want. So
like,
Alabama,
you live in a Dodge Dart? Come on, bring it up.
They have way less regulations, but here you just have to really check with them. Mm. And then when you get it priced out, unless you're handy and you can do it yourself and you have the cash to do it, because also you might need the bank to approve it.
Right.
So it's, again, I think everyone has these dreams of like, oh, living on the land. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the logistics of it, it's not always as easy.
I think these shows, they don't really go into the financial history of the people on the show. So they're like, yeah, we bought this little plot of land and we're going to build this home. They probably are sitting on like millions of dollars. They're not, you know, they're independently wealthy because
they're probably using cash for it, or they're using their retirement. They have other options on that.
Yeah.
And then if you're trying to be the GC on that, trying to get these guys to take these smaller jobs
forever
is very difficult when they have, okay, I have this big house. And I hate to be negative here. It's just
going in.
Well, no,
we need to know the truth because they make it seem so glamorous and awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
And saying, okay, hey, I need you to do a really cheap electrical job versus somebody else saying, oh, you're going to do the whole house. That is some of the challenges with that, unless you're incredibly handy.
Well, yeah, and I am not.
Yeah.
So what are the advantages if somebody just says, okay, I want a new build. Like, I've got to have a new home. I don't want to buy somebody else's home. What are some of the advantages of getting in on the ground floor, especially like maybe one of these areas where they're putting in a lot of new homes all at once?
Yeah, so that is an area where we're talking about motivated sellers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these builders are motivated. They have different goals they have end of year, where we're getting people in at 3.9% interest. So you're asking about the threes. So that is an area where it's possible because they are buying it down so significantly to get you in there. And that is a fixed rate. That's not changing. Mm. The insurance on those, some of them $700 a year. Your payment's really low.
Nice.
And call us, though, because we have those relationships. We can best negotiate for you where you can get the washer dryer, you can get the blinds, you can get the fridge, where we can really make it a great opportunity for you and get all your closing costs covered. We just did that other day.
Up.
Yeah, and the guy, $0, and he was able to move in, brand new place with a garage and epoxied garage floor.
Ooh,
so yeah, definitely call us because we have those relationships and we know where those deals are. And they announce them all the time. Sometimes they don't have it. I'm like, wait, just wait 2 days. And our reps will tell us. He's like, don't write an offer today. Wait a week.
Ooh, nice.
He's like, it's going to be better for them.
That's very nice. Got the inside track because you are dealing with an experienced professional that has all of those relationships that would take you a lifetime to build. And you're just wanting to get into a home. And she's got you covered. Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Call them today, 378-1260. We've got some texts coming in on our text line here. The first question is, I'm interested in purchasing a home in the next 6 months. We currently do not have any money saved, I hear you, to put down. But as you stated, February is a buying time because of taxes. We also have a small settlement coming in soon to help with establishing a home loan. Let me get in here. Approximately 8 acres. They're looking for somewhere in the Milton area. What advice can you give for looking for a new home with property? They want some land. And what do you say now is a good time to begin looking even with no money down?
I think it's a good time to start looking so you can educate yourself, so you can see what's out there and really talking to a lender and letting them know the situation and say, so in Milton, you're going to probably qualify for something called a USDA loan. So that is zero down. And then the way we do it is we would get the seller to pay for your closing costs. And that's how you could do it. But you need to look at that payment. Is it something you can afford? Also, how's your credit? You might have a ding on it that you never knew about because you do need to have decent credit. I think they really like it to be like above like 600. That is really, and there's different numbers and whatnot.
Respectable.
The higher the better, that's going to be the lower the interest rate. Mm-hmm. And starting now, if there are any dings on it, they can get it better in time. Mm-hmm. So yes, for February, but you're going to have more competition then. So that's the thing. So it's a buying time. I think it's not just because of taxes. It's also people are wanting to get in place for the next school year. Because if you start looking in February, you'll probably close in May or June. So then you're in place for the next school year so you can move your family, that sort of thing. So we have tons of homes with acreage, but it's really about your payment, what you're comfortable with. And if it's more than what you want to pay, then we'll adjust it. Maybe it's a smaller house. Maybe it's an older house. Maybe it's a little less acreage. But we can typically find it.
I think a lot of people worry about, you know, you mentioned like, is that payment going to be too much? You know, I've had many times in my life where I'm thinking, okay, I can handle these payments. I'm good. And then something happens where you lose a job or some source of income goes away. And then you're like, well, now these payments seem a little bit steep. What percentage of your, I guess, your monthly or yearly budget should be your house payment before you think that it's too much? Because some people will just totally overextend themselves.
That is a tough and very personal question. And that is really what lenders work with. Mm. And I think, honestly, I'd probably see, what does Dave Ramsey say? That's always a good rule right there.
Probably no more than half, I guess.
No, I think he says 25%. 25%. And again, having that rainy day fund, that emergency fund, I think that's super important to save up. Newer homes, you're going to have less surprises. And it's also under warranty for an entire year.
That's
true. You have things like that. Mm-hmm. And also, you're not, I mean, we like people to do a home inspection when they're doing a new home, but if money's super tight, they don't have to because of that warranty, and we walk it with them. So it depends on your situation. If you're trying to get something on, you know, 6 to 8 acres, that's probably going to be an existing home because builders are not, unless you're building from scratch, they're not doing that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's tons of options. That's why you just need to call us, call or text us, and we can, once we know your situation, we can come up with the playbook.
All right. Next question. Do you deal with commercial land at
all?
Yes,
we do. Yep.
Okay, so they're looking at what is your sense of demand for the 1 acre shovel ready raw land in Pensacola that's zoned heavy commercial or light industrial?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't deal that much with it. Like, we help with it.
Yeah,
so that is probably really our bread and butter is residential.
Right.
It is residential, but I do work with people that are an extension of my team that are very good at commercial. And I usually bring them in whenever we get phone calls on that. To try to help. But yeah, our bread and butter is helping everyday people, even investors, but with residential real estate. Yeah.
Again, those relationships that you have with, you know, other organizations, other people, you know, other firms that can help you out. Because we've talked about this before on the show. If people have questions, and I've told people this, I don't know if they've mentioned Jake Walker when they called in, but I've told probably at least 5 or 6 people in the last year. I was like, look, you've got questions because I talk about, you know, my tiny home plans and, you know, if I want to go to this area and buy a house or if I want to go over here. And everybody always usually has the same questions. And I'm always like, look, call Christina Leavenworth. Just call and just talk. Like, you don't have to buy anything. There's no obligation.
No,
you're here
all.
To offer, you know, information and insight so that people, when they're making the biggest financial decision probably of their life ever, you know, don't go in alone. Don't go in blind. Just think, okay, this house looks good. Let's go with it. You got to talk to an expert, a professional.
You do. Because it is such a big decision and the resources we have are huge. And I was talking to a lady who has several homes that she owns as an investor. And I was like, have you heard of cost segregation? She's like, no, what's that? I'm like, have you heard of this? And these are way advanced terms, but I'm like, oh, she's like, oh, well, I need to get this certain type of inspection. I was like, no, you don't. Actually, da-da-da-da-da. So it's always nice when you can use your knowledge to help people. Oh, and this is fun. So we are actually going to be doing like a seminar. Like, it's almost like an investor summit. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be on the 24th of September. And it is going to be, I think, from 5 till 7 p.m. And we're going to be talking about advanced tax saving strategies when it comes to real estate. So many of my friends, like, we're at my daughter's birthday party and they're bringing stuff up and I'm like, well, actually this and da-da-da-da-da. And like, do you know you can, like, if you have a business, you can pay your kids? And bringing up all these strategies I've learned over the years, and I am not a tax professional.
Right.
So, and I'm not an accountant, but I've learned a lot of this. So we're bringing in those people to talk and say, hey, if you're a real estate investor, here's some ways of tax savings. And as we're talking about this season with the big, beautiful bill, right? And with interest rates going down, as an investor, it might be a good opportunity to look at investing. The combination of the two, because you have some incredible tax savings right now that are good options if that's something you want to do and create passive income, hopefully have it go up in value over time. So I love talking with investors. So we're doing that at Studer Community Institute, 220 West Garden Street on the 24th of September from 5 until 7. It's our first time doing it, so I don't know how many people are going to show. Yeah. We might have some light snacks, but we're just there to be a resource.
There's going to be punch and pie.
Yeah.
No, not officially. All right. So on the 24th, 5 to 7 at the Studer Institute. So talking about taxes and implications, one question that I always get, not a question, but I hear people talking about when I'm talking about homes is, well, you know, we bought when we were in Indiana, or we bought our first home when we were here, and now we've lost all of that first-time home buyer perks.
No,
does that go away forever?
No. So a lot of those, like Hometown Heroes and different things where you can get free grant money, you just can't own a home for 2 to 3 years.
Oh.
But the FHA loan, you can still get an FHA loan. People think it's a first-time home buyer's loan. No, it stands for Federal Housing Authority. They think FHA is like first homeowners, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And they think that FHA is just sometimes they can work with a lower, like a higher debt, like DTI, debt to income ratio. They can work with different things. And people think FHA is always the best way to go. It's not. Sometimes conventional is. There's zero down conventional products. So there's so many products out there. You have to see what's best for you. Sometimes it's a lower interest rate, but then sometimes you're paying things on the back end. So it's important to look at the whole situation. But yeah, there's tons of opportunities for you as far as getting free money if that's what you need.
Somebody texted in here, should we be debt-free before we try to buy a house?
Debt-free. It depends. Is it student loans? It depends on your personal situation. If debt is overruling your life, then I would say yes. Let's get that down. Let's get that down because it's going to stress you out having another payment. And what happens if something pops up with the house, like you said, not having that emergency fund? I think it's always a good idea to get your credit card debt as low as possible.
Yeah,
I think that's always a good idea because, yeah, it can, you know, overrule your life.
I think the one of the main things that keeps people from even dreaming about buying a home is they think, well, we don't have any money saved. You know, we don't have that big down payment, that 10% or that 20%. Everybody worries about PMI, but there's so many ways to get around that, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of products that don't even have PMI and it's zero down.
Nice.
And again, that's where talking to us. These lenders, because we're a team and we do a lot of business, they're constantly calling us saying, hey, here, and a lot of times I'm like, hey, I'm a busy woman. Do you have anything different? Like anything cool and different? And they're like, actually, we do. Mm. I'm like, okay, that sounds cool and different. Thank you. And then I share it with my team so we know about it. And we always want to get people the best deal. Like I'm a bargain shopper. Mm-hmm. So anytime I can save anybody money, I love that. So that's where you just need to talk to us. And I bought my first home with zero down.
Wow. I did not. I was up in Tennessee, and I don't know what they were doing up there. But we had a good interest rate for you know the time that we had the home. But that area just up near Nashville, it just exploded. And I was worried that that was going to happen here. And it seems like it's kind of calmed down here a little bit. So the inventory is up. So that puts it more into a buyer's market, right?
100%. Yeah, and nice. Again, if you're really looking for like, oh, I want a good deal. One of my ideas is like, look at things that have been listed for anywhere from 4 until 6 months. Those people are probably tired and they're probably more negotiable.
Yeah.
And we can send you a list saying, hey, here's properties in your range that have been on the market a while. And see if maybe you can get a better deal. Something the first 30 days something is on the market, I don't think anyone is super negotiable. And why should they be?
Right.
If they're getting interest and they're getting showings, but after a while, they get tired. So, and we protect our sellers and we also protect our buyers, but we talk about strategy all along the way.
And you guys, not only, you know, you help the military and you've got all kinds of help for our military vets, but you also engage in divorce real estate. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a niche we're in. Mm. They found us. They kept finding us often. And so then I said, well, rather than run away from this, because it's a stressful transaction, let's lean into it. So we are divorce real estate certified. It's a thing where you learn conflict management. And we also provide where you have one agent for one spouse and one agent for the other, similar to the divorce process, because 95% of agents fail or quit when involved in a divorce because either one party thinks they're taking sides or they didn't realize what they were getting into. So, I mean, there have been times where we've had to have, you know, the sheriff's office out there for items to be removed. There's restraining orders. There's a lot of complications. There's mediation agreements you need to comply with, and you need someone that understands that. Mm-hmm. And understands the language and go, okay, wait. No, we can't just sell your house without your wife's permission. We need to talk to her. We can't change the price without her permission.
Right.
And a lot of times it's written into the mediation agreements ahead of time where we're getting that. So we don't have to go back for signatures. It's a terrible situation and it's tough, but I think the sooner you can move on and with the house, not when you both own the house together, that's still something that you're dealing with.
Right. And like I was saying earlier, it's for most people, it's the biggest investment. It's the most money you're ever going to lay down for anything. And you need to go in with all the information that you can possibly have. And there's nobody better than Christina Leavenworth. Go online right now and just Google best realtor in Pensacola. You will find
them. With Christina as well, because sometimes Google ads put up other people that aren't as good. So Christina Leavenworth, best realtor, Christina Leavenworth, and all of our info comes up. We're on. And by the way, follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm always putting good advice out there about all these things that we just talked about. So definitely follow me on there. And you can ask me questions anytime. Not just there, and it can
24/7.
Be through. It can. I won't answer probably between 9 and 5 a.m.
Right.
But anytime, reach out. Not just when we're on the show.
378-1260 for Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. On the 24th, coming up 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to have a tax saving strategy.
Yeah, tax savings seminar. Through real estate seminar.
All right.
And I think it's going to be some advanced concepts, and we're going to get people out there to give you some ideas on how real estate can help you grow your wealth and as well as hopefully save you some money on taxes.
All right. Well, I think we've got about 30 seconds. It's been a while since I've been here, so I'm not exactly sure. The screen looks totally different. So Fox News will hopefully just start in about 20 seconds. So
we'll just keep talking until then.
What else has been going on in the real estate world?
Yeah. So, I mean, just again, text me anytime, 850-378-1260. Mm-hmm. And my team, and this is the great part of having a team. I always say when I'm in listing appointments or here, I would obviously not pick up the phone right now. That'd be incredibly rude.
But
someone on my team will. So if your home is on the market and there's a sign, someone on my team will pick up.
There it is. Thank you so much, Christina. It was great seeing you.
You too.